It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass kickers, happy Sunday. This is Diana Leader, and it's the Crave More Life Roadshow. This is episode 19 of a podcast designed to get you kicking your own ass to live the life you crave. Today I'm responding to a listener question, and that question is, how does one get unstalled? This listener says she isn't moving forward anymore. She's recently retired but wants tons more than the routine of a rocking chair on the front porch. She's pretty clear that she needs lots of social time, lots of connection to other people, and to use her skills to give back to the community, but says her partner's needs are different from hers. That's what has her stalled. But wait a sec. When you hook up with someone and become a couple, aren't you supposed to be on the same page, like forever? The short answer? No. For sure, a partnership with a spouse is different than our relationships with others. But thinking that once we're married or committed that we are one instead of two is a big fat myth that sells plenty of engagement rings and wedding dresses and can also give us a ton of heartache. I don't care if you are newly hitched up or on your way to that rocking chair. It's bullshit to think that we are limited to that social expectation or to let that expectation impact our thoughts or our behavior. In healthy, loving partnerships, we are always two. Even if we are madly crazy in love, we are always two. I've been married for a long time, but I guarantee I wouldn't have made it to here had I expected to or been expected to lose any part of my identity, my needs or my wants, or myself in the deal. Just not happening. My advice to this lovely lady who's feeling stalled? Take action to make yourself happy on your own. Make a list of what you want to do and give it a fun name. Reach as far as you can as you make it. What would excite the hell out of you? What would you be pumped to tell your friends that you were doing? What would you be so proud of yourself for doing that you would post it on Facebook? And then do them, each and every one of them. This listener isn't stalled because she happens to love someone who needs or wants to do different things. She's feeling stalled because she's not allowing herself the freedom to do what makes her happy as an individual. She's stalled by the negative story that she's telling herself about what it means that her partner doesn't want to do the same things as she does. And as a DIY ass kicker, I'd encourage her to have this very same conversation with her partner through a lens of equality and acceptance. Acceptance that each one of them can live however they like without it meaning something threatening to the other. They could talk about the stories that have been percolating in their brains about why this is weird for them because there are always two stories. They could acknowledge that wanting to do different things does not need to stall either one of them from growing on their own or as a couple. In fact, they can expect that it will make them stronger, happier, and healthier. I'd also throw in some fun couple planning and decide what they will do together that will help keep their connection strong. In relationships, separating the we into you and me is not a negative unless we tell ourselves it is. Carrying around that limiting belief is what stalls us. Here's the really cool part of all of this for the listener. She's doing some awesome things now for herself and is planning more based on what she wants and what she feels she's missing. She's shifting her own limiting story with action. She isn't staying stalled at all. You friggin' go, girl.